Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Alex, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sandman, my first girlfriend was in the 8th grade. Long story short, she cheated on me and because of that I left her. For some reason she got mad over this and accused me of sleeping with her against her will, even though I'd never been to her house and I only kissed her once. So that could be why I don't have any friends in high school. At least I'm not in prison though. When it comes to friends and relationships, I had to figure out everything on my own. No one guided me and my dad never said anything. The only thing my mother said was, don't get her pregnant. And I've never had a strong desire for women. I never had a desire for sex or head. Sure, it would be nice, but I can live without it. I'm not sure why I like this. It could have something to do with the fact that the only 4 relationships I've been in, they cheated on me. I'm just glad I've discovered your channel as well as MGTOW. My first question is this. Should I have sex or get my chubby custard launcher drained? For whatever reason, today I turned down the opportunity to lose my virginity. So I ride the bus, and if I had a car to drive, I'd still ride the bus. Why pay for gas when I can actually have the country do that? Anyway, a girl that I'm fairly close with, and then wants to bang me, she asked if I wanted to ride with her and maybe go someplace. For some reason I told her, nah, I gotta go home and do stuff with my mother. Even though I was home alone and she wouldn't be back till 8 p.m. This is a month ago, and well, long story short, this is a girl that I knew since the 2nd grade, and I care about people. I hate when bad stuff happens to others. Anyway, she was in a really bad relationship, and I was trying to make her leave him. Since she would be a lot happier, she said if she left, she would make sure to basically whore around just to get attention. At the time, I liked this girl a bit, so I told her that I can give her attention instead, and how being a whore isn't a good thing. So she soon left him, and instead of starting a healthy relationship with me, it went straight to her wanting to sleep with me. I wouldn't mind to have sex with her and would have given her exactly what she wants. Upper poop shoot and nothing else. And I had to pretend to do it against her will, she said. She also gave me an ultimatum. I had to give her what she wanted or she would become a whore. I told her no and now she ignores me. If she is a whore now, that sucks. And there's no reason to have that sort of attention in my life. But she brought that onto herself. The second question would be, should I have sex with the girl I'm talking to now? Her only pros are that she doesn't actually have small chest pillows, and she's also a virgin. The cons are that she acts like a child, as though she were 4 years old. It's hard to look at her in the face sometimes. The third question is, should I tell a girl that I don't actually want marriage or a long-term relationship with her? Or should I simply be quiet and cut her off when I'm done with her or whatever? The fourth question is, if I should have sex, how do I know it's the right person or the right time? Fifth question, should I be honest to a girl on how she looks? Like if she asks, rate me 1 out of 10. Can I be honest and say negative 1, or do I say some shit like 10,000 out of 10? Sixth question, how can you tell if a girl is going to cheat on you or not? Seventh question, how should I respond when a guy says, what are you, gay or something? Well, Alex the Teenage MGTOW, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the teenage Chad Roan Alex that's turning down girls that want a bone clown world show. Clearly you got plenty of attention and you're not an incel. Women don't care about your sexual past. Except for maybe the girl that you rejected that wanted you to struggle snuggle her upper poop shoot. Maybe she heard you supposedly took advantage of that girl in middle school and she wanted you to play the part of her naughty fantasy. As for the guys not talking to you in school and not having any friends, maybe they heard the rumors and fear that if they talk to you, people will accuse them of being friends with a rapist or something. That girl tried ruining your reputation with the nuclear Me Too option because you rejected her with your erection. Yes, that could actually be the reason that no one wants to talk to you, especially if most of the kids in your high school are from your middle school. Also, your experience with no one being there to teach you about girls is quite common. No one ever guides males through relationships in the opposite sex. The idea is to keep us in the dark as much as possible, so we make as many mistakes as possible, and get taken for as much of our wealth and free time as possible when we get older. It's a silent plot against us. I also got the whole don't get her pregnant and don't get AIDS talk while I was growing up. But nothing beyond that. Also, yes, you can live without sex, but you haven't had to. But once you do, it becomes a whole other ball of wax. Especially once you get your balls waxed. This takes me to your next question, Alex, with regards to whether you should wet your hot tamale in that woman's sweet tart. The answer is yes, because you can't go your own way unless you go your own way from something. You're 17 and I lost my virginity at the age of 20. I think that was a good age where I was mature enough to do so. You also say that girl you were close to from the second grade wanted to sleep with you instead of starting a relationship. To her, sex is part of a relationship and most guys would jump at the chance, yet you're hesitant because you get the sense that something is wrong. Maybe it was her deranged fantasy to be taken advantage of. But you rejected her and this destroyed her self-esteem, so she'll never talk to you again. Women are more neurotic than men in general and sensitive to negative emotions. As for the girl that acts like a 4-year-old child, she's basically a fool with big fun bags. Women are also not going to be as attractive and as nice as they are right now, until the age of 25. They are sexually turned on by you, so you know that they're genuinely attracted to you. That's the breast, I mean best you can hope for in your entire life when it comes to women. It only gets worse from here. But when to have sex is a personal choice, and I waited and I'm glad I did. But I would have done it earlier in hindsight. As for your second question about telling a woman that you don't want marriage or a longer-term relationship, simply don't say anything. You're young and in your teens, and of course you're not going to get married with her. Just have fun and stop stressing out. You're right to stay quiet. As for the fourth question about knowing if it's actually the right person, remember that the harder she makes your cock, the harder she's going to hurt your heart. Ideally, you'd actually want to lose your virginity with someone you're highly attracted to and emotionally connected to that you've had a relationship for quite some time. That'll feel the most fulfilling. You also don't sound so sure of sleeping with a girl that's dumb as a bag of dirt. Your fifth question is basically a shit test. Women will oftentimes put you in a difficult situation by asking you things like, does this dress make me look fat? They want you to tell them that they're pretty and ugly at the same time. They want an insult and a compliment simultaneously. You can say confidently that the dress does make her look fat in a good way. P-H-A-T, or pretty hot and tempting. Which if you don't know your rap sayings, you might actually want to look into them. But see what I did there. I said she's fat in a bad way as misdirection. And then I turned it around and made it a positive. I made her upset intentionally for just a split second, before her pea brain had a chance to get triggered and throw a tantrum. To pass her shit test of being asked if she looks fat, I then closed by complimenting her. I've never tried that expression in the field, so who knows what actually might come out. Some girls, especially the ones that act like 4-year-olds, might not get it, and still get pissed off. That's why you want to elaborate by saying those four pretty words. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Or you might actually tell her she looks gorgeous when she smiles but ugly when she frowns. Women like duality, and makes them wet telling them that they're great while at the same time telling them they're shit at the exact same moment. Your sixth question is how to tell if a girl would cheat on you. I suspect that even though you look like Chad Roan, you're probably socially stunted based on many of the basic questions that you want me to answer. Looks to me like you get in the door and women's cooches, but looks alone will not get her commitments. We always say that women are the gatekeepers of sex and men are the gatekeepers of commitments. A good-looking man is like a donkey with a pot of gold on its back and is basically used to bribe the female gatekeeper of a castle that's guarding her golden camel toe. But after she spent the initial social currency or gold, she'll realize you're not socially good enough to keep around for a long time. So therefore, she'll start looking elsewhere. Hence why you're constantly getting cheated on. Maybe your lack of social status and knowledge works well with the girl that's dumb as a bag of dirt. Maybe the two of you are a match in giant booby heaven. Who knows? As for your final question about being called gay by other dudes, they're probably just jealous that you can get your foot in the door with girls, and they can't. I've spoken about all the ways that men and women shame single men in my video recently called Women Shaming Single Men. My advice to you is to simply ignore it. You're clearly not gay, so don't let some a-hole's words get to you. It's just some jealous alpha male that doesn't believe you deserve as much attention from girls as you're getting. Either that or their lackeys are telling you that. The most important thing you should take away from this video, Alex, is that up until the age of roughly 25, women are interested in you for your looks. After that, you don't know if they're after you because of your looks or your money. Take advantage of the next roughly 7 to 12 years to be with women under the age of 25 that want you for your body. It's the closest women will ever come to truly loving a man. Asking for any more than that is going to be a disappointment. I also get the feeling that your experience with that false allegation in middle school might be the one thing that's holding you back from having sex. I can understand that you don't want to risk something like that happening ever again. But just know you are risking that every time you reject a woman that wants you to basically give her a hot beef injection with your erection. It's a risk that I didn't actually have to go through while younger. So I can't imagine what it must feel like knowing that every time you take a woman's tatas in your hands, you're also taking your own life in your hands with regards to false allegations, as well with regards to getting a potential criminal record and having your future ruined. But as I was saying, things will never be better with regards to dating when you're a lot younger. At least you know the rough sexual history of that girl you knew since the second grade. What do you think is going to happen when you leave school one day and the girls you meet are off of Tinder? Will you really know how many kebabs she's shoved up her cooch in a hurry? Like a fat kid shoveling pies into his pie hole during an eating competition. Forget about it. That might as well be many women's motto. You can't just have 100 with regards to hot dogs up their cooch. They want to go through the entire menagerie of man meat out there. You lucked out being a potential carousel ride for many of them, so possibly take advantage of it. Remember that as men get older, we tend to look back on all the missed opportunities to sleep with women with regrets. I can think of at least 10 to 15 women I would have been with, but was too stupid to realize that they were interested at the time. I wish I also had guidance back then to realize that interested women show up like a thief in the night trying to steal your life by spreading their fish-flavored pate. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Alex for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Alex wants a meaningful relationship instead of to smash and then dash away from some unknown gash. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Mikta.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that file a false allegation after you reject their already partially torn apart taco away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.